This is KCUR. For a while, Kansas Governor Sam Brownback was saying it was going to be pretty difficult to start offering benefits to same-sex couples who worked for the state following the landmark Supreme Court ruling. It took a few days, but the state finally started granting gay and lesbian couples benefits. But as KCUR's Sam Zeff discovered, local governments have been quietly offering same-sex benefits for some time.
If you listen to Kansas Governor Sam Brownback, you might think that changing the state's benefit plan to allow same-sex couples would be a huge bureaucratic effort.
Well, you have to understand and get the mechanisms in place. And so that's what I've been studying at meetings with the Attorney General, with the relevant cabinet agencies.
So that was the governor 6 days after the Supreme Court ruling. Later in the week, state employees found out through the media that they could finally sign up for benefits. But what about all those folks who work for a school district or a city? Turns out, without fanfare, many have been getting same-sex marriage benefits for quite some time.
I think it was just part of our normal review.
That's Kristen Crow, HR manager for Lenexa.
So it was part of our, you know, one of the things that we put on the list with the broker when we were going through things that we wanted to review for the new plan year.
If this sounds like a decision made after a few meetings in some nondescript municipal conference room, you're right. Lenexa says Crow has been offering benefits to same-sex couples since the beginning of the year, a decision that didn't even need city council approval. So while offering benefits to same-sex couples is something that vexed Kansas and other states, it seems to be a non-issue for local governments. The Blue Valley School District says it has offered benefits since 2013. Johnson County added same-sex couples last November. On the Missouri side, Kansas City, Jackson County, along with dozens of school districts in the state, offer same-sex benefits. The Kansas City district says it's getting ready to offer benefits. Overland Park's chief HR officer, Mike Garcia, says it just wasn't a difficult decision.
We believed that, you know, the definitions of eligibility for dependents and spouses under our benefit plans really allowed for that.
So it didn't make any difference whether they were married in Massachusetts or they were married in Iowa. As long as they were legally married, the city of Overland Park recognized that and allowed them to be on the benefit package.
Yes.
So all seemed fine for county commissions, library boards, or water districts. But then Brownback issued an executive order last Monday.
Religious liberty is at the heart of who we are as an American people. And as Kansans.
It barred the state from taking any discriminatory action against a religious organization that doesn't recognize same-sex marriages. The order defined the state as all departments, commissions, boards, agencies, and political subdivisions of the state of Kansas. Kansas ACLU legal director Doug Bonney says it's that political subdivision part that worries him.
I'm not sure whether it was bad drafting to begin with or that it was intentional.
Bonney says it appeared Brownback was trying to make himself king of Kansas. But pretty quickly, the governor's press office backtracked and said the order had no effect on local officials. Still, Bonney says, the wording remains and could cause problems which are political rather than legal.
The problem really is whether some local governments might be chilled in actions they want to take by that portion of the executive order that reads as if the governor is ordering local governments not to do something.
Bonney says he wants the executive order rewritten just to make sure some local official somewhere in Kansas doesn't misinterpret it as the governor saying no to anything to do with same-sex marriage. Sam Zeff, KCUR News.